The following Dafyomi recording is from the 13th cycle. It's followed by a brief review where you can do the whole daf in 5 to 10 minutes, depending on its length, and continues with the exact same Dafyomi from the previous cycle with a different audience and different ambience, which you can use for Chazorah. Enjoy. Today's daf in Besechet Brachot is daf Tetvav. We're holding on your Dalet on the debate at the two dots, two lines up from the bottom. Omar Ula, Kola Korei Kriyat Shema Belo Tefillin Kilu Meid Edut Sheker Ba'atzmo. A man who reads Kriyat Shema, where it says in the Kriyat Shema itself to put on Tefillin, and he doesn't put on the Tefillin. So it's as if he's saying, I'm just saying all of this stuff, but I don't really believe in it. So this is a Loshen Ma'alya Rashi. Learns it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilu, he's saying, God never really said this. Obviously a play on words of the Pasuk, Zevach or Nesachim, Devar Yom B'Yomo, and this is exactly the words that it has over there. So in other words, it's as if the person has done the mitzvah, the Nesachim is not Ma'akev, the Zevach, and the Mincha is not Ma'akev, the Yoyla, the Mincha is to say the Minchat Nesachim, and nonetheless, it's like you don't really do it. So the mitzvah obviously connects the entire thing as one whole issue, and you're just doing part of it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harotzeshi Kabela Lavoma Chutzamayim Shleima. A person who wants to really live a life of Malchut Shamayim, and he doesn't just want to go through motions. He has to therefore take everything, his body, his soul, in the sense of his own presence, cleanliness, importance, yifaneh, and let him first go to the bathroom. Then yitol yadav, wash his hands, yaniyat tefillin, yikra kriyat shema, v'yitpalel, and then when he's taken care of all of his needs, and he's gone in order, in which is kapayim or also nikiyim, in which inside and out is naki, and he's now being Mekabel Malchut Shamayim, and then activating that Kabbalat Ol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world through being Mitpalel, such a person was Mekayim Malchut Shamayim Shleima. Om Rabbi Yavarav, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNifneh, V'notil Yadav HaMiniach Tvinim Korek Rachvon Mitpalel, someone who does that in that order, it's as if he actually built the Mizbeach, brought a Korban, and then so having washed myself in this fashion, the same pasuk that we brought, I will then be surrounding your Mizbeach. Omar Le Rava, you left out a piece. Lo Saval Amar Ki Ilu Taval. Would you not also say that it's as if he actually had gone to the mikveh, despite the fact that all he did was go to the bathroom and wash his hands? Because it says Erchatz B'Nikayon, Lotiv Architz Kapai. Erchatz means to be Mitrachetz. The guy was actually put his entire body into the water. Omar Le Ravina Le Rava. You know, Rebbe, Chazimar Haitzuvim Mirabana Data Mimarava. There's a guy that just came from Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud, and he's saying the most amazing thing. He's claiming that they say over there in Eretz Yisrael, Mi she'en lo mayim v'rchotz yadav. If someone doesn't have water handy, he can be mekaneach yadav, be'afar, or be'tzor, or be'kismi. He can wash his hands off in dirt, obviously not mud, but things that will clear off his hands, or with gravel, or with little pieces of wood kindling, and he doesn't need water. To which Rava replied, what's so shocking about that? Omar Le Shapik Omar, that's very, very true. Because it doesn't say in the Pasuk anything about washing your hands in water, does it? It says, Erchatz B'Nikayon, Miktiv Erchatz B'Mai. B'Nikayon Ktiv, B'Nikayon means anything that could make you clean, that would take off any sticky things on your hands. So, Kol Midi Damanki. And the fact is that Rav Chista was actually liyat aman de mahader amaya b'idan tzoluta. He would curse out people who would run around looking for water when it was time to daven, because he held that you're going to end up concentrating on the tafel and forgetting about the ikar. And therefore, that's not the right thing to do. But really, Hanimila the Kriyat Shema. This is only Kriyat Shema, where you may easily lose this man Kriyat Shema. But basically, Litfilah, If it's talking about davening, mahad, then you should actually try to get water. Viad kama, how far do you have to go around to get water? All the way to 4 kilometers, at parsa. But that's only if you're going in that direction anyway. You don't go back to that afilu mealing, because you wouldn't even go back a kilometer. Umina, but the implications are that, okay, a meal you would not be chozer, but a pachot meal you would be chozer. Someone who reads Shema but reads it whispering, he doesn't hear what he's saying, he's nonetheless Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yatsa. On the other hand, the machloket is inverted where karavalo digdegbot yoteh. How about if you read Shema without being that midagdeg to articulate every word very carefully? So over there, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says you would be Yotze, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said you would not be Yotze. Hakorei l'mafreya, if you read Kriyat Shema in backward order, then you wouldn't be Yotze. This is a backward order of the Psukim, not of the Parshiot. Karav etza'ah, yachzor l'makom sheta'ah. If you find yourself confused about where you are, go back to the place where you definitely had read and read from there. We'll see. We're going to talk about later whether you have a right to rely on the question of whether your mind knew where you were going or not. Okay, ask the Gemara, where does Rabbi Yossi get the idea that you wouldn't be Yotze Kriyat Shema unless you actually heard the words that you were saying? My time at the Rabbi Yossi makes Shum Dechtiv Shema, the very word Shema. The word Shema means hear it, right? Hashma lo oznecham hashata motzi mipicha. Let your ears hear what it is that you are saying. V'tanei kama savar? No, that doesn't mean you have to hear it. It means Shema in the sense of understanding it. And therefore what it's saying is, Shema bechol lashon shata shomea. As long as you understand that language, that's fine. And Rabbi Yossi, who also holds that you can read Kriyat Shema in other languages that are intelligible to you, Rabbi Yossi says, okay, but the way that the simple meaning of the word still means that. There were other ways to be marba, other languages. If you're using the word here, here has a double meaning. Here means literally here, and here means I hear you. I understand you. Sanat. Now, when it comes to the din of taking off truma, so it says in the Mishnah, in Masechet Trumot, Cheresh HaMidaber Ve'ino Shomea, if you have someone who is deaf, and he can say a bracha, Lo Yitrom, he should not be the one to take off the truma, but if he did take off the truma, nonetheless, he would be Yotze. Now, Mantana, I ask you to tell me, who is the author of that Mishnah, that a Cheresh that is Midaber, but he cannot hear what he's saying? So that dot he has, that's not considered to be a problem in dot. The only problem is that apparently, in the same way that we have a din, that Kriyat Shema would require hearing what you're saying, then undoubtedly, says Tosafot, that the Rabbanan would have patterned other chiyuvim, even though the bracha on taking off truma is clearly only the Rabbanan, but they would have patterned the chiyuv on the way that the Torah tells you how to say something if you're saying it. So it needs to be said in a way that you would hear it. And nonetheless, you would be Yotze. Now, who is the one that is saying, you should not let Chatchila be the one to do it, because you need to hear, but if you didn't hear, you would be Yotze. So who's the one that says, Diavad in Lechatchila lo? Because when we read our Mishnah, it's not clear whether, when Rabbi Yossi says, lo yatsa, you're not Yotze at all, does that mean that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds yatsa only by Diavad, or that it's not really a problem? It's not 100% clear, as we will see in the Mishnah, when we try to be medayik in the Mishnah. So said Rav Chisda to him, look, that Madyamar and Truma, that's Rabbi Yossi. Because since Rabbi Yossi holds that HaKorei HaTshma V'lo Yishmiya Lo Ozno Yatsa, Divi Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lo Yatsa, so apparently Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care. It's only Rabbi Yossi who cares. But of course, that care, which in Kriyat Shema, which is a din in how you speak, that's ma'akev. But truma is not a din in how you speak. It's only a din in the bracha of the truma is how you speak. And therefore, you're supposed to make a bracha. But Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say that the bracha is going to prevent the truma from being chal. Therefore, atkan lo kam Rabbi Yossi lo yatsa. Where does Rabbi Yossi say that this is so important that you wouldn't be yotzi if you did it otherwise? That's by Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is a din in how you say midoraita something. Truma, what's the problem with truma? Truma is that there's a bracha associated with the truma. Fine, that bracha is a derabbanan. Surely there's no din that if you don't say the bracha properly, the truma isn't chal. I mean, why in the world would the rabbanan have made a takana like that? It's a mitzvah. Fine, I didn't do that mitzvah, but lo bracha talya milta is not a problem. If I don't make the bracha properly, I don't make the bracha properly. And if I skip the bracha, somehow or other my truma wouldn't be good truma. So therefore, I say, essentially, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't care at all about by mashmiya lo oznecha. Rabbi Yossi cares very much indeed. And he holds it's ma'akev even kriyat shema. And therefore, by truma, you should say the bracha. And if you didn't say it by being able to hear, you didn't say the bracha. But what does that have to do with the truma? The truma is still chal.
Why don't we ask
the Gemara? Let the Gemara go through the circuit. Umimai asks the Gemara, wait a minute. You're making the assumption that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be no hakpada whatsoever. We wouldn't even say lechatzila you're supposed to hear. Why are you making that assumption? What makes you say that the Mishnah over there is Rabbi Yossi? Couldn't it be Rabbi Yehuda? And by Kriyat Shema, he wasn't saying, I don't care. He's just saying, look, it's not ma'akev. But of course, we would want you to be able to hear what you're saying, in which case the Rabbanan would have also made a takkan if you're making a bracha. We want you to hear what we're saying. In which case, if you don't know, you're able to talk, but you're unable to hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda would also agree you're the wrong guy to take off the truma. In which case, he would say by kriyat shema also b'diavad in, but lechatzchila not. And by the way, I mean, isn't that the way to read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, hakore et shema v'lo yishmi al osno yatsa. What does yatsa mean? Yatsa means, look, this is a bad thing, you know, but you're yotzi anyway. So that means that the Tanakhama, the Bar Plukta Rabbi Yossi's Rabbi Yehuda, would agree that it's the wrong way to do it. And that lechatzchila, you do have to be mashmi al osnecha. And I don't see why you're pushing Rabbi Yehuda out of the Mishnah of Truma. Lechatzchila, not. Amri, now you make a mistake. The business about Hakore Yatsa is not that Rabbi Yehuda holds your only Yotzi B'diavad. The Mishnah presents the case as a B'diavad so that you should know that according to Rabbi Yossi, even B'diavad you won't be Yotzi. That's the pshat. So we set it up in that fashion. Even though, as Tosafot points out, normally we try to set up a Mishnah in the fashion that teaches the greater Kayach Lehetera. So we should say, Korim et Shema B'lila Shmi Al Oznecha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that would be the bigger Kiddush. Says Tosafot, it wouldn't be the bigger Kiddush here. Because either you hold of the Drosha of Shema or you don't. If you don't hold of the Drosha, it's not Koach of Rabbi Yehuda, is it? Koach of Rabbi Yehuda Latero would mean he's come up with a big Kiddush, the Rafa Pekin, and so on, even the Chatzila. I mean, why the heck not? If you don't learn that the word Shema means you have to hear it physically, so there's no bigger Kiddush in saying that the Chatzila you don't have to hear, it's not a big Kayach Atera. Therefore, in this case, the Svar of Kayach Atera wouldn't apply. So maybe that's the pshat. So Amri, Haidik, Tani, Hakorei, meaning B'diavad, that's only Lodiach HaKochod of Rabbi Yossi, who says that even B'diavad, you're not Yossi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm telling you, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, even Lechatchila, you would be Yossi. And you're going to see why I'm convinced that this is true. And that's because we do find places that say even Lechatchila. You don't need to be Mashmilos, and we're assuming now that that would be Rabbi Yehuda. But this is yet to come. Okay, let me get this straight so far, says the Mark of Chista. How are you learning it now? B'mayu kimta, you're learning it like Rabbi Yossi. In other words, you're setting up the whole thing that, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not ma'akev because it's truma. I'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't even be a problem. So how do you explain the following braita, please? Hadatanya lo yivarech adam birchat amazon b'lipo v'im birech yatsa. Now, do we have here a clear-cut statement? Do not do it lechatchila, but if you did do it, it would be okay, b'diavad. This is not a question of not being ma'akev something. This is the equivalent of kriyat shema. Right? In other words, Kriyat Shema, it's the statement that needs to be done properly. And if you don't do it properly, you're not Yotze. The same thing is true of Birkat HaMazon. It's the statement that needs to be done properly. Tosfos says, oh, wait a minute. The only reason that we said Kriyat Shema has to be done that way is because of the word Shema. Why in the world would we think that anything else requires the same thing as Kriyat Shema? And we're going to see in the end, in fact, that Rabbi Yosef questions that whole assumption. And he doesn't hold it. So why are we making that assumption now? So Tosfos says it's simply because it would be clear that if the Rabbanan would make a takana, the same way that we said they would make the takana and pattern it on Kriyat Shema, where the Torah was makbid, they would have already been betaken the derech, the sefer Birkat HaMazon, correctly. Is that the Torah doesn't give direct instructions, here's what to say in Birkat HaMazon. We have to create the bracha and the halacha around the mitzvah of uveirata Hashem Elokecha. That they would have patterned Birkat HaMazon also in the same way, that you shouldn't be yotzei even b'diavad. That's how Tosfos explains it. But in any event, the way that you've just learned things, none of this makes sense, because there is no such tana. Look, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, so it's neither Rabbi Yosef nor Rabbi Yehuda. Lower Rabbi Yosef, lower Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, you said according to Rabbi Yehuda, even lechatchila there's no problem. And over here it says, do not do this. If it's Rabbi Yosef, even b'diavad you wouldn't be yotzei. Here it says, but if you did, it would be okay by Birkat HaMazon. So according to Rabbi Yosef, b'diavad nami lo. Okay, so let me hear your suggestion. Okay, what's your suggestion? Your suggestion is that it's Rabbi Yehuda. And this is Rabbi Yehuda, like you're saying in the Mishnah, it's only b'diavad, but lechatchila not. Fine. So now I ask you to explain yet another example, which now doesn't make sense that way. So no matter how you learn it, if we only have two people, we have no way of explaining the fact that there's clearly three opinions. Because Adetani Rabbi Yehuda b'Reder b'Shimei ben Pazi, Cheresh ha-midaber v'eino shumea, toreim lechatchila. Okay? So now we've got three situations. Toreim lechatchila means there's no problem at all. You're tiding that yotza is only b'diavad. Lo yotza is even b'diavad. Is that three opinions? So we have three opinions. You keep trying to make them work with two mani amri. That's not going to happen. So according to you, have the same problem, mani. It's the same question. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yosef. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, I thought Rabbi Yehuda, the way you just explained it, based on our Mishnah, is yotza only b'diavad, but lechatchila not. If it's Rabbi Yosef, so clearly it must be that Rabbi Yehuda, the way I was saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds even the chatchila. And I, so if that's the case, who is the one that says, no, 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 not the chatchila? So it must be that Hadi Day and Hadi Rabbe. It must be that indeed there are two opinions. So Rabbi Yehuda, Bereda, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, is in fact the same shita as Rabbi Yehuda, and you could do this with Chatzchila, and when it says that you're only Torah b'diavad, that's Rabbi Yosi, is what I said, says Rav Chista, because it's not Ma'akeh, and in Birkat HaMazon, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who's quoting now his Rebbe, who is Rabbi Elazar Nazariah, who says that there's a din lechatchila, but not b'diavad. So we have three different shitot, and everything works out fine. This is, by the way, why I told you, said Rav Chista, why I kept insisting that the meaning of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda saying lechatchila. And I bet you were wondering, because I mean, it does say yatza, and I'm claiming, no, it doesn't really mean yatza. It was only to tell me the chiddush that according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not even yotza. But the truth is, only Rabbi Yehuda would be lechatchila. And you were looking at me like I was crazy, but you didn't have the information that says you could be terem afil lechatchila. And that's why I told you, when you asked me, so who says that you only are turning over there, b'diavad, that's why I told you to Rabbi Yosi. Because I knew that Rabbi Yehuda had quoted the Shita, that it's even the Chatchila. That's the pshat. And in fact, we have two completely different Rabbi Yehudas. So Hadidei, which is the Chatchila, or the Rabbi. And I'll prove it to you. Titzan, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, look, he's quoting. Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, HaKorei et Shema, Sorich Yashmi Alozno. Because of the fact that the Torah utilizes the word Shema to tell me the din of Hashmalo Zvaka, to tell me the din that you should be called Hashem Shatar Shomea. But since it uses the word Shema, Lechatchila, you should be Mashmi Ozno. Shema Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And therefore, there is, in fact, another shita, a third shita, that holds the Katchila. Omale Rabbi Meir, to which Rabbi Meir replied, how could you say that there's a din l'chatchila that you have to hear Shema? It says beferish, just a few words later, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Yom Al Levavecha. Last I heard, you can't talk verbally in your heart. So obviously the Torah is saying, Achar Kavanat HaLev Einein HaDvarim. I'm only interested in how you perceive this internally. I'm not interested in how you say it. And if that's the case, there's not even a chiyav l'chatchila to say it. That's what I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, you know, you were trying to prove to me that Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he himself doesn't hold Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah, but now, you don't have to say that anymore. You were wondering where the heck we got three shitot if we only had two mandiyon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yose. And we came up with the solution that there's really two Reb Yudas. There's one Reb Yudah on his own, which is Reb Yudah in the Mishnah, that really means the Chatchila. And there's one Reb Yudah also, who's quoting his Rebbe, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, and he's saying, actually, it's only B'diavad. But now, we don't need to say this, because we just met Rabbi Meir's Shita. Now, that's a third Shita. Rabbi Meir is clearly saying, even the Chatchila, there's no mitzvah to say Shema aloud. In which case, we have three Shitot without saying that there's two Reb Yudas. So how about if now we say that where it says Torah L'chatchila, that's Rabbi Meir. And when it's talking about the B'diavads, like our Mishnah, where it only says Yatza, the simple meaning is B'diavad Yatza, or like by Birkat HaMazon, that's also only B'diavad. Okay, that's all Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees with his Rabbi. So therefore, now that we've discovered Rabbi Meir Shita, Hashta Datita Lahachi, you could even say the Rebbe Yehuda agrees 100% that it's only B'diavad. Ah, you'll say, so how do you explain the fact it says Torim Afilu Chatchila Lo Kasha? Oh, Rebbe Meir, and he says a Chatchila by Kriyat Shema, in which case there would be no basis for the Rabbanan ever to make a takana that you have to hear what you're saying. And oh, Rebbe Yehuda. Now there's yet another place where we have the problem, and that has to do with Kriyat HaMegillah. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir bekatan. Now, I ask you the same question. Who is the mandiyomar that is saying when it chutz? I mean, I'm assuming that chutz means totally out. A cheresh that tries to read you the Megillah is not going to be yotze. So, who is that mandiyomar? Now, obviously, if he's reading the Megillah, he can't be a cheresh that is not medaber. He's only a cheresh that's in a shomea. Otherwise, he'd have a hard time reading the Megillah for him if he's dumb. Yeah. So it must be that he just doesn't hear. In which case, it's not a problem of his not having da'at. So what is the problem? He's saying everything correctly. He doesn't hear what he's saying. So apparently, there's a mandiyama that says that even b'diavad nami lo. Who is that mandiyama? Says Ramadu, obviously it's the mandiyama that says by Kriyat Shema that you wouldn't be yotze, and that's Reb Yossi. So a cheresh is not yotze, even though he could speak, but he didn't hear what he said. Tznana Kriyat Shema v'lo yishmi alo zno yatsa de Reb Yehuda Reb Yossi omer lo yatsa. Now, it seems to me you're making some assumptions over here. I mean, why does it have to be Dafka Reb Yossi? And you understand the word chutz b'cheresh shetev katan means that even b'diavad, when what it's saying is akok shirim likrot, maybe it's just saying l'chatchila. How do you know that according to Reb Yossi, it has to be Reb Yossi who holds the avad nami lo? Maybe it's going like Reb Yehuda. And when it says akok shirim likrot, it means l'chatchila. But if he went ahead and he didn't listen to the halacha that told him you're not the guy to read the Megillah, then maybe it would be okay. No, that can't be. When you put cheresh together with shoteh v'katan, you're telling me it's the same halacha as a shoteh v'katan. I mean, a shoteh v'katan cannot be motzi at all. So if that's the case, that we're talking about in exactly the same way, meaning even b'diavad, so just like the shot of the katan, the avad na'amilo, it's very mistaber to say that the cheresh is also the avad na'amilo. Is that really such a proof? I mean, Dilma hakadita. I mean, we're just giving you the rules. Who should you select for the Kriyat HaMegillah? Not a cheresh of the katan. Okay, now we have another question. What would be if somebody actually did hear it from a cheresh shat mekaten? Maybe then it would be dependent on that. Okay, a shaita, you're not yotze. A cheresh, you are yotze. Maybe. So couldn't you say, hakadita? Well, what would you be saying then? You'd be saying it's going, I leave the Rabbi Yehuda, and it would be kosher, b'diavad, but not l'chatchila. But how can you say that the ratio was going, I leave the Rabbi Yehuda, if the end of the Mishnah it says, and Rabbi Yehuda is makshir b'katan? So obviously the ratio wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. So then what you're saying anyway makes no sense. The cloud the ratio allowed Rabbi Yehuda here. Well, not really. Maybe it's all Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe there's two different types of cotton. There's a cotton that was magia lechinuch, and there's a cotton that's not magia lechinuch. And maybe that's the point. And chisuri mechasuri, a little piece is missing from the Mishnah. Tosfos says, this is insane. What's our problem? You have something that works out perfectly well, over the Rabbi Yossi, and you're going in the craziest kind of changes, putting it in words in the Mishnah. I mean, what's wrong with it going over the Rabbi Yossi? We never do this. Just to make something work out according to somebody else, it's Pusser Mechasser. Why? Says Tosfos, it's got to be because since the sugya itself, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda shortly, so therefore we don't want to leave it standing that the Stam Mishnah was going on the Rabbi Yehuda. That's the point. How could we have a work out and leave it to Rabbi Yehuda? We could say like this. Look, suppose we restate the Mishnah at Megillah like this. Okay, time. Now, insert these words. When would this be true? This is talking about a youngster who doesn't even have the chiyuvim to be mechanechem to read the Megillah. But suppose he's old enough, he's 9 years old, 10 years old, he's old enough to be taught to have a mitzvah, read the Megillah, a kotan shigia lechinuch, is even kosher lechatchila. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Makshir bekatan. So and that's how that words it. Sheh. Now back to the words of the Mishnah. Sheh. Rabbi Yehuda makshir bekatan. So now you understand that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that, let me just get it straight. You're reading the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, b'mayukim tek Rabbi Yehuda. And you're saying the meaning of the Mishnah is that bidi avad you would be yotzei, but lechatchila not. So then, now what we're going to do now is we're going to go through the entire thing that we did in Amud Aleph. But these two sugyas were learned separately in different Batei Midrashim. And we need to discover whether, in fact, there's that third shita again. And once again, we're going to be shocked by the fact that we have three opinions from two people. And we're going to end up discovering Rabbi Meir. We're going to do the whole agonizing thing. Maybe there's two Rabbi Yehudas and one is Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to redo this, okay? So we're asking again. So how do you explain the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Berei the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says that Acheresh Hamadab Rabbi Yehuda is Torim L'Chatchila? Now, the way you're explaining things, nobody holds a Chatchila. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, but lo Rabbi Yossi, because you said the Mishnah Megillah is going, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's only Bidi Avad, but the Chatchila not. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is even the Bidi Avad, it's not. So how can anybody have said that you should be turned to Chatchila? Okay, so let me hear your suggestion. You're saying, I leave Rabbi Yehuda, it's even the Chatchila? So then how do you explain the bright that we had in Amud Aleph, lo yivarecha dam birkat amazon belipo, but im beirach yatsa? So obviously somebody holds, le Chatchila, you shouldn't, but b'di avad, it's okay. Now according to you, who is this? It's neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, I thought you said, even the Chatchila, you should be able to say birkat amazon without hearing it. If it's Rabbi Yossi, even b'di avad, you cannot say birkat amazon. Okay, you know what? There are three shitas. There is Rabbi Yehuda and even lechatchila, and what about the where it says not lechatchila by Birkat Hamazon? That is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda who is quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Hodi dey other Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Hakorei et Shema, Tzarich sheyashmi al ozno, Shema Shema Yisrael. Amalo Rabbi Meir, how can you say that it's dependent on hearing physically, where the pasuk continues, Arei Omer, Asher Anokim et Zavacha, Yom Aleva Vecha, which clearly means, Achar Kavanat HaLev Enei Nadvarim. It's all a function of your awareness, not your mouth. Oh, so now we don't need the whole agonizing thing. I'm so glad you quoted Rebbe Meir. Maybe Rebbe Yehuda holds exactly Karabi, and maybe he does hold that it's only B'diavad. And in fact, the Lechatchila, to be termed for Lechatchila, that is Rebbe Meir. V'lo kasha Rebbe Yehuda or Rebbe Meir. Omra Chisto and Rapshila, indeed, Halachas Rebbe Yehuda, She'omar Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, that B'diavad, you'd be Yotze, but not Lechatchila. And by the way, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Isn't that the same? No, it's not the same. I need to tell you both of these things. Let's say I would have told you the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, I myself, made the mistake of saying that meant even lechatchila. So then, hava mina fil lechatchila, and there's no one. We only said akorei because we wanted to tell you kochel the Rabbi Yehuda. Kamashman, that's why we need to make it very clear. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that it's only B'diavad. Now, suppose I would have just told you, okay, so halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Well, do I really know what that means when you say tzorich lashmi al ozno? I mean, doesn't it, maybe tzorich means, and if not, forget it. Tzorich means you have to. And if you don't, ain't lo takanah, nothing to do about it. If you cannot be mashmil asma, then you cannot make that brocha. Therefore, kamashma alach Rebbe Yehuda, namely, that yatsah. On Rebbe Yosef. Now, Rebbe Yosef obviously is ignoring every assumption that we've made until now, as Tosis points out, because Rebbe Yosef claims the whole machlokas is only b'kriyat shema. Alva b'shar mitzvot divrakol lo yatsah. Everybody agrees. Any other mitzvah that requires speaking, definitely you have to hear it. Because it says, haskeit u'shma yisrael. Haskeit means pay attention to this loudspeaker. And therefore, the Torah is saying, you absolutely must hear. Now, we, of course, until now have been saying that if Kriyat Shema has a halacha, then the Rabbanim would pattern all of the other chiyuvim on Kriyat Shema. Now, Rabbi Yosef is throwing that right out the window. But of course, we could show Rabbi Yosef that he's wrong. Because, once again, it says, Lo yivarech adam birkat hamazon b'libo. V'im birech yatsa. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef, nobody holds you b'yotze with anything else. Only by kriyat shema you b'yotze. Whoops, sorry. I got a little confused. Rabbi Yosef does throw out everything that we were thinking until now. But it's in the opposite direction. What Rabbi Yosef actually said was, Hachi kamar, Omer of Yosef, machloket bet kriyat shema. The only reason that we need to hear is because in kriyat shema insists Shema Yisrael. But b'shar mitzvot, there's no such thing as patterning other mitzvahs after kriyat shema. Kriyat shema is a whole special thing which is stressing hearing. So b'shar mitzvot, everybody agrees you would be yotze. But what about that nice pasuk you brought? What about haskeit u'shma Yisrael? No, haskeit u'shma Yisrael, that is b'divrei Torah k'tiv. Either, it's b'shar b'divrei Torah k'tiv, that you have to make certain that you don't forget divrei Torah and you review it. That has nothing to do with saying things aloud or not. It's just pay close attention. Or b'divrei Torah means find out how to be mekayim it, meaning pay attention to what you're saying and apply it. Don't just say words. Continue the Mishnah Karava Lodi Tekpo Tioteha. How about if you read, but without diuk? Omre Tabi, Omre Yoshia, Halakaki Rishneim Lakel. Actually, we paskin, your Yotze without being so carefully articulate, and your Yotze, Idiabad, if you didn't say it loud enough to hear it. The Omre Tabi, Omre Yoshia, my Dichtiv Shaloshen Alotis Bahana. There are three things that you never get enough with. And that is Sheol, Vo'otzerechem, Eretz lo sava mayim. Now what is this referring to? So the partial meaning is that there's never enough people going down to the grave. Apparently, the grave keeps insisting on being filled up with more people. This seems nobody gets away with it. Otzerechem, Rashi learns the Sanhedrin, it means sex. You're never satisfied. People always want more. But the partial meaning we're asking is, what is the connection of, it's weird to put together, Sheol v'otzerachem. What in the world is the connection between the grave and sex? It's weird. Basically, what is sex all about? Putting something in and getting something out. So is the grave about that. Putting something in and getting something out. V'alo dvarim kav v'chomer. As a matter of fact, it's really a kav v'chomer, because when you put something into the womb, it's done in private. Makrisipo b'chashai. Nonetheless, when you get something out of the womb, my gosh, giving out cigars, and mazel tov, and everybody's making so much noise about it. The grave, you put into the grave with the screams and the shouts and the mourning, and everybody's making noise. So alachat kama v'kama, when you get something out of the grave for triat amitim, for sure it'll be with the biggest mazel tovs. Mikan teshuvah lomrim en triat amitim min haTorah. Tani Rav Hoshaya kamei de Rava. Uchtaftam, what uchtaftam means, that they could have said v'chatav. This is v'chtaftam. It means all of the above. All of the above is even self-referential. Uchtaftam, even me. In other words, you could have said, okay, we now finished, and now the pasuk is saying, okay, we finished, write what we just finished. Not write the fact that I'm telling you to write. I mean, that's sort of weird, right? But it means, because of that extra word, uchtaftam, write the whole thing, even the fact that you're supposed to write. So it means hakol b'chtav, even the tzavaot to write are included in the k'tav. Omar lei, so Rav said, Rav Hoshaya, let me tell you something. You know who the Tana is that actually holds that sheet of Damel Chamani Rebuti? Because by Sota, Yomagabi Sota, when you write the Megillat Sota, which needs to be wiped out in the water, you do not write the words to do the above. In other words, you only write the actual alot. You don't write, and then let the going take these alot. I mean, that part you don't write. Those are the instructions about using what it is that you write. So, if we find over there that the Torah is saying, you do not write the tzavahot, so what was the mekor of Rabbi Yehuda? The mekor was that since it says in the pasuk atam udichtim v'chatav et ha'alot ha'ela, write only these curses. Do not write what it is that I say to do with these curses. So over here, however, where it doesn't say that, it says uchtaftam, then you would write even what to do with the above. Wait a minute. You just contradicted yourself. You totally contradicted yourself. You said the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says dafka over there by sota is because it says ata alot. Okay. So over here, where it doesn't say that, what if it would have just said ruvichatav and wouldn't said uchtaftam? So then you would have said, okay, it's only over there, but not over here. And then you say, no, it's because over here it says uchtaftam. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. I think it's just the opposite. You just proved it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda dafka, you're saying, needed a pasuk to tell me to leave something out. But if the pasuk doesn't say to leave it out, it doesn't have to say beferish to put it in. So I don't understand how this works. Oh, to time it, Rabbi Yehuda mishum dichtiv v'chtaftam. I don't understand. The reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you just said, time it, Rabbi Yehuda, is because it says a lot. Write the alot and only the alot. Alot in tzavaot lo. So why do I need uchtaftam? No. What I'm saying is, it's dafka Rabbi Yehuda. It's true. Because had I not had that extra word of uchtaftam, so then I would have said, sakta kamina, nelev, ktiva, ktiva, mihata. Since the Torah would use the word v'chatav, so what about v'chatav? V'chatav would have meant, compare the way in which I've instructed you to write something up. That's two places where the Torah says that. It says, here are the alot, write it up. And it says, here is the parasha, write it up and put it in your mezuzah. So it's basically the same idea. So tell me what to do. Why wouldn't I learn one from the other? I would say, if the Torah specified that when I tell you to write something up, it's not self-referential, it's not saying, and write up the fact that I tell you to write it up. And it says that the fair, so not by the sota. So I would obviously have learned out one from the other. So I would have said, Mahatam alot in tzavaot lo. So then, af hachanami, if it's talking about writing a mezuzah or putting a tefillin, it means leave out the words and write this up. So af hachanami, tzavaot lo. That's why I'm telling you, given that we have one place where it specifies that alot at tzavaot, since it says uchtaftam, it's coming to tell me afilu tzavaot. Tony Rabavadya, kameda Rava. The same element of limad tam, which means them in their entirety, lashon of tmimut, tama, completion. So there too, shehei limudcha tam, when you're saying this over, and you're giving over the ideas of Kriyat Shema to the future and in your mitzvah. So you have to pronounce it properly. Yitain revach ben advekim. Don't take words and slur them. Make them clear. Ani Rava Batrei Rava, who was listening to what Rav Ovadia was saying over, said, yes, yes, you know what that means. Kigon. You know, everybody said, Alav Avecha. Is it, say that again? Alav Avecha. How many lamas were there? So you have to say, Alav Avecha, or Alav Avchem, or Bechol Levavcha, or Bechol Levavchem, or Esev Bisadacha, or Vavatam Mehera, or Haknaf Petil. Otherwise, you'll just hear one mush at Chemiarets. The same man you'd use twice. Om Reb Chama Barabi Chanina, Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Umidakdeit Ve'otiyoteha. You should know that if somebody reads Kriyat Shema carefully and is properly articulates every double word, every double letter like that, Mitzananin Lo Ge'enom, it can snow in hell. That's what we're going to see. Shenema, here we have.
Hell freezes over.
Beforeis, now the Pasuk says, Beforeis Shaddai Melachim, now, what exactly this means, nobody quite knows. The Radak suggests that it means that when the Shem Shakai, which is always a name of great power, so when Shakai spreads his hands over the Malachim that are coming to attack Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, or in Eretz Yisrael, then Tishaleg, it will become like white as snow for the poor Bnei Yisrael who had been Bitzalmon, who had been in darkness. And suddenly they will see the grandeur of the Gula to come. Okay, beautiful shot. Now, we're going to be Medayik here, of course, is a drush. So this Bifares, don't say that Bifares. Say that Bifrosh. In other words, when you are carefully pronouncing, you're Bifaresh, not Pores. And you do this Shakai, which is the Kabbalah, Sol Malch HaShemayim. We actually put that letter Shakai, we put it on the outside of the mezuzah for that purpose. So it's talking about these parshiot. And you do it correctly, then it might as well snow in hell. That's got Tishaleg, Bitzalmon. And read Bitzalmon, Bitzalmavet. And therefore, they'll cool off hell for you too. So if you're going to go, you might as well go with an air conditioning unit.
Because he had sort of
invented. You're They knew that it was. Yeah, the whole discussion was just silly. They were hinting to him, look, come on, think about it. He might have if they hadn't told him, but the moment he hears intelligent people starting to talk about the justice of God, he understands. They must know something that everybody else knows, and he doesn't, which is usually the case.
The other thing is that I remember I sent an article from Japan, or a Japanese study, a few years ago, about that they use ultra-sensitive light equipment, and the human skin is light, produces in its light.
That it produces light.
Yeah.
That you, I forgot, yeah. Wow. Can you send it to me again?
Yes.
That's a great one. That the skin actually produces a level of light. It's talking about over here, the Nuhura of Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, I'd love to see that article. Anyway, that's lovely. And now, let us do our quick chazorah. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Avo Pishikara, Adam, Kriyat Shema, Bebet HaKnesset, Mitzvah Likroto, Amitato, Om Rabbi Yossi, Maikra, Rigzu, Yautechat, Om Nu, Bilvavchem, Om Mishkavchem, Vedomu, Sela. Om Rabbi Nachman, Im Talmid Chachamu, Eino Tzorich, Om Rabbi Ananda, Les Im Talmid Chacham, Istu, Mibayla, Zameymar, Chad, Psuket, Arach, Meke, Gon, Yadchav, Kiduchi, Padita, Oti, Adonai, El, Emet. Om Rabbi Levi, Barcham, Om Rabbi Yishim, Lokish, Leolam, Yargiz, Adam, Yetzer, Tova, Yetzer, Rash, Rabbi, Rigzu, Yautechat, Im Nitzcho, Boom, that's great. Im lav, better bring out more ammunition. Yasser betor shemrin yerubu vavchem. Im nitzcho mutav. Im lav yikra kriyat shba. Shedabar al mishkavchem. Im nitzcho mutav. Im lav, you better go all the way and yaskir lo yom amitah shemr v'domu selah. And then it goes on to say, those Yiranenu Rama Motel Begronam, the Kherf Pipiot Biadam. Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Korei Kriyat Shema Mita Tomasi Kim Bedilin Emen, Shem Ovnei Resh V'Yagbiu Uf, Vein Uf El Torah Shem Arzayif Hanyach Habo V'Enenu, Vein Resh V'El Avazikit Shem B'Zei Rav Al Kumei Resh V'Kiyat Ebiriri, Vom Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Kala Osek B'Torah Yisurim Bedilin Emenu, because the other meaning is that it's between the two, so it would be related to Mizera Avachar Yasuri. Shinemar of Nereshav Yagbiu Uf, and Ufala Torah, Shinemar Ataif, and Yakabove Nenov, and Reshav Ala Yasuri, Shinemar Mizera Avalachum Ereshav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, oh, for heaven's sakes, if you do not catch a big Rabban Yodinoto, Shemar of Ayom, Shemar, Shemarakola, Shemarakah, Yashar, and Aftas, Vazantan Mitzvotav, Vishamarta Kokukav, Kalamakalash, Sabu Zorno, Simalecha, Kilia Shemrof Echa. I don't need to learn Yov to figure what you just said. Ella, Koshev Shalazar Betoravain, O Seka Kodosh Baruch Hu Mevialav, Yisurin Mechoarin Vochrinoto, Shinema Ne'elamti, Dumiya, Echashedi Mitov, Uchevi Ne'ekar. And in Tov and the Torah Shalom Akalekach Tov, Natati Lachem Torati, Alta Azov, Om Rebbe Zer, Vitem Rebbe Chanir Bapopa, Bor Eish, Loki, Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midat Pasav Adam, Midat Pasav Adam, Adam Mocher Chepes, Chavero Mocher Atzu, Velokeach Samea, אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא אינו כן נתן להם תורה לישרו ושמח שם הגדה כתוב נתתי לכם תורתי אותה עזובו אומר רב אבי תאמר רב חיסטים רואה אדם שיסורין בין עליו יפש פש במעשיו שמנח בסדר אחינו ונח קור ונשוב עד השם פשפש ולא מצא יתלה בפיתול תורה שנאמר אשרי הגבר שתעשנו יהיה מתורת אחת על עמדנו ואם תלד סטיל לא מצא בידוע שיסורין של אביים שנאמר כי את אשר יואב השם יוכיח אומר רב אמר רב זכור אמר רב עונה כל שהקדוש ברוך הוא חפץ פה בדקה או ביסורין שנאמר והשם חפץ וכאו אחר לי יוכל אפילו לא קיבלי מהאהבת אמרו לומר אם תשים השם נפשו מה השם לדעת אף יסורים לדעת ואם קיבלי מהאהבה מה שחרו ירא זרע יאריך ימים ולא עוד אלא שתלמודו מתקיים בידו שנאמר וחפץ השם בידו יצלח פליגי ברב יעקב הרידי ורב אחר ברחניה אחד אמר אלוהים יסורים של אבא קושי בוהם ביטל תורה אשר אמרה אשר גבר שתעשינו יא אינן ולס מתורות כה תלמדנו ואחד אמר לא אלוהים יסורים של אבא קושי בוהם ביטל צטיבלה שבורך אלוהים אשר לא יסיר תפילתי וחסדו מאיתי אמר לו רב אבא ברד רכי ברבא אוכם רכי ברבא אום רב יוחנן both of those are still יסורים של אבא שם יגיד אשר השם יואב השם יוכיע אלא מטה המלומה בתורות כה תלמדנו אל תקדמדנו תלמדנו דבר זה מתורתך תלמדנו כאב חומר משין ועין מה שין ועין שין אחד מעבריו של אדם עבד יוצא בהם לחירות יסורים שממרקים כל גופו של אדם על אחת כמה וכמה ואין עוד רבי שמעון בן לקיש דום רבי שמעון בן לקיש נאמר ברית במלח ונאמר ברית ביסורים נאמר ברית במלח וכתיב ולא תשבית מלח ברית ונאמר ברית ביסורים וכתיב אלה דברי הברית מה ברית האמור במלח מלח ממתקת את הבשר ברית אבו ביסורים יסורים ממרקין כל הבנותיו של אדם תניא רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר שלוש מתנות טובות נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל וכולנו נתנן אלא על ידי יסורים ואלוהים תורה וארץ ישראל ועולם הבא תורה מניין שמרה אשר הגבר שתעשינו רואה מתורתך תלמדנו ארץ ישראל וכתיב כי כאשר יעשר איש את בנו השם אלוקיך מייסריך וכתיב בת רואה כי השם אלוקיך מביאך אל ארץ טובה ועולם הבא וכתיב כי נר מצווה ותורה אור ודרך חיים תוכחות מוסר Tony Tanaka made a video going to go to Bitterog, the Milut Kasadim go over Banav, Mokalim Lakolavanotav, Amale Rabiokan, it sounds good, but I don't know how you know it. Bishlamotorog, Milut Kasadim, Kasadim, Yamet Yukuparabon, Chesedug, Milut Kasadim, Shemar, Rodif, Zedok of Hasim, Sakhim, Zedok of Chabot, Emet Zotorash, Emet Knevi Altim Korbet, Kover, Banav Midai, Tanoi, Sama Mishum, Rabishman, Baruchayat, Yabon Abon, Kivaka, Bechesed, Emet Yukuparabon, Uktivatum Shalim Abon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that Nigaim uvanim are not Yisroim Shalava. Nigaim are not. Fatani kol mishesh poechem niarba marot nigaim alalu. Ein ela mizbach kapara. I never said he wasn't mizbach kapara. I just said it's not Yisroim Shalava. Alavi. Ori baitema halan valahu. Vi baitema betzina befarhesya. Ubanim lo? When you say banim, what do you mean? Ilam et avalo banim umbeitu. I thought Rabbi Yochanan went around saying den garma de yisariya abir, which means he was obviously comforting people with his own yisrim shalava. Elohad lo avalei klav ad avalei umbeitu. Rabbi Chiyabar avalei kol ashalagabe Rabbi Yochanan alei chavim and alecha yisur. I'm like, never mind. Lo ein velo skaran. I'm like, okay, avalei yatka. Avalei yade biukbe. Rabbi Yochanan kol ashalagabe Rabbi Chanina. I'm like, having a good time. Or my law ain't below the skirt. I'm like, have the yadak. You have the yadak. Look, I'm my. Look at me, be open and not she amre. In kavush, matir atzmon bibeta suri. Rabbi Eliezer chalash. Oh, like a bear of Yochan or cause the rabbi could go in a bayat a fail. Gal yeladar even off on a hura. Chazed avi kabok, Rabbi Eliezer. I'm like, am I kabachina? Imi shum Torah deloit fash, tashinim echad amabek, echad amamit, bevat shichavein li balo shamayim. Imi shum izone. No, lo kol adam zokhele shtei shulchanot. Imishumbani, then garma da isara beer. Omalay, oh baby, it's like shoot for the body of Africa, Bachina. Omalay, oh. Ravuna Tkivale Arba me and Dani the Hamri on the Gabi Rivira with a Ravtala Hasid of Rabban and some say was Rabba Rabban and Ramalay Omrulay La Ain Marba Mile. Omrulay, what's the matter with you guys? Because she the Bainaiku. Omrulay, well. Mikashi, could you bring it up with Dina Melo Dina? Omrulay, well, apparently somebody's knowing something. Talk up. Inka Bandishmiala Milta Lima. I'm like, well, Achish Miala, Lo Yoiv Masha Bishla Risa. But well, of course not, because Shabbat Leninamine, Hakagodim Lekule. I'm like, well, you know what people say, Batakanov, Akanov, the time of time. I'm like, okay, fine. Kabilna, like the Avila. Ikri Amri Hada Chalaba Vichamra, Ikri Amri Akha Chala, Vizdavim Vidami the Chamra. Tanya Abba bin Yom and Rosh Nedvorim Ayiti Mitztaya Koyamayat Tefilati Shtei Lifnei Mitati Amitati Shtei Netunah Ben Tzafon Adaron Al Tefilati Shtei Lifnei Mitati Mai Lifnei Mitati Elam Lifnei Mitati Mamash Om Rabbi Yom Ravitem Rabbi Shom En Levi Minayin Mitpalel Shlo Yei Davar Chotzeitz Ben Ol Ben Akir Shinem Rav Yasef Chizki Opan Aval Akir Vitpalel Well, Lotem Lifnei Mitati means Samuch Lamitati because he didn't want to interrupt between getting up in the morning and davening. Well, me that is in the bin Safon of the Ram Dam Rabham Rabbi Khanina. Omar Abi Yitzchak, Olona, ten me that of Insafon of the Ram Avenue Bonin Zakarim Shemot Spuncha, Tamale Bitnamis Bubanin. Renar Bayetra, Omar Af, Enish Toma Pelot Nefelim Krivacha, Spuncha, Tamale Bitnam, Uchtivata Mayim Lu, Yame Allah Leder. Vinetomim Vivitna, Tanya Babinyaman and Mashnaim Shirus Litpalel, the Kadama Kadmiam Litpalevelo in Tinut Kavirovi Yatsa, Torfino Tefilatovanav Shinema, Torif Nashoba Po, what were you thinking, man? Alaman Khati Azevaret, Vloder Shigorim Lashkunash Distalegmi, Shinema, Vayetak Tsurmim Komoin, Sir Lakarish Borhu, Shinema Tsuri Latha, Teshi, Vatishkach El Mekolot Echa. Om Rabbi Yezid Ber Rabbi Chanina, what would be im himtenu mazchara? Zochel brachot alalu shremar lu ikshavta l'mitzvotai ve'yina ha'kenahar shalom echa v'tzikar karki galei ha'yam v'yika chol zaracha v'tzetza eme eka.
There's no semi-cherish.
No, I was thinking status as a person.
There's no semi-cherish. Either one is chayim l'mitzvot or not chayim l'mitzvot. There's no such thing as a half-cherish that he should be less than a full person. So therefore, it works out perfectly well. Says the Gemara, well, how do you know that? Reminder of Yossi, actually, what bothers you in the first place? I mean, apparently you've made an assumption that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, we were thinking that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no need to be mashmiel l'oznach. I mean, I don't know why is that true. Actually, this might be going, the Mishnah in Truma might be going perfectly well according to Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda. And Gabi Kriyat Shema, he also holds that it's only b'diavad that you're yotze, and l'chatchila there is a mitzvah to hear what you're saying. And you know what? I can even prove that. I think teda. I mean, if you look at the Mishnah says hakoreyet Shema v'lo yishmiel azno yatsa. Now that saying it that way is not the same thing as saying koreyet Shema gam b'lila yishmiel azno. I mean, hakoreyet Shema means if you did it, then you would be yotze. So it's mashmir, even the Tanakhama, who we're assuming now is Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see later, and would also be saying that l'chatchila it's a mitzvah. So fine, Rabbi Yehuda says l'chatchila you should hear a bracha. That's true in the second Trumot as well. Amri, no, excuse me. Ha'diktani ha'korei. The ha'korei we needed to say because ha'korei is necessary for me to know that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not yotze even if you already did it. So the fact that it says HaKorei, that's Lodiach HaKochod Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I hold that it's such a chiyuv that the Eved Namilo, you're not Yotze even B'diavad. Even though, obviously, I'm sure you're all thinking to yourselves, Tosfos is Kasha, which is that it would make more sense to teach me L'chatchila Kain, because Korach De'atera is Adif always, so I'd rather know the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda is no problem. But obviously, in this case, that doesn't apply, because as Tosafot points out, why in heaven's name would anybody think of an idea that you need to be mashmi'a lo oznecha? The fact that someone would come up with that is a chiddush. To take that chiddush so far as to say, you're not even yotze, if you only hear what you say, that's an enormous chiddush. What's the chiddush in telling me you don't have to? I would never have thought that you had to. So if you don't hold of the din of Shema, that you're chayav l'shmi'a lo oznecha, I need to know. And by the way, even the chatchila. By the way, even the chatchila. What? You don't have to hear it. Hear it. Well, why would I want to hear it? And so on. So the whole chiddush is only I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, basically. So therefore, the Mishnah is set up in such a way to tell me the great chiddush of Rabbi Yossi that there is such a concept and that the concept is ma'akev. But certainly, Rabbi Yehuda himself would have held that even the chatchila, it's mutter. It's the way to read it, the chatchila is you don't have to say it aloud. And therefore, we had no choice but to learn that the Mishnah in Masechet Truma was talking according to Rabbi Yossi. And that's why it says over there that the Cheresh, who cannot hear what he's saying, should not be the one to take off the Truma because he cannot do the bracha properly. Okay, well, hold on a second now. So, B'mayu Kiyum Tahara, I just want to get this straight. You're telling me that it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that b'diavad, when it comes to a Rabbanan, you would be Yotze. That's what you're saying, right? So could you explain to me now, who is the author of the following braita? So, Elohad Tanya, Lo yivarech adam birchat amazon b'libo, v'im b'irach yatsa. A person should not say birchat amazon to himself. Again, the question is, how far do we go on this b'libo? Rashi learns Billy Bo does not mean he was just thinking it to himself. Billy Bo means that he didn't say it loud enough to hear, and we're calling that Billy Bo. Again, as we mentioned earlier, there's some Rishonim who don't have that extra category. That either you hear it, or anything else is okay. Although most agree with Rashi that we're never discussing here, not saying it at all. We're only discussing how articulate you need to be in terms of hearing what you're saying. So, let's assume that for a moment that Rashi, okay. So now it says over here, don't say Birkat Amazon to yourself, but if you did, you'd be Yotze. Okay, you just put us in a position of having no one who would have agreed with this mission. Because it's not Rabbi Yossi, and it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, you said Rabbi Yehuda is even a Chatchila, you would be Yotze. Chatchila Nami Yatsa. It's not Rabbi Yossi, because you said according to Rabbi Yossi, and that time she says Beferish, according to Rabbi Yossi, and there we're talking about a diorita, correct? It's not the same as Truma. Over there, the chiyuv of Birkat HaMazon is precisely the same as the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. Both of them are Minat Torah. Both of them are the mitzvah, not a thing that you do in order to do a mitzvah, like the bracha on taking off Truma. So now by forcing us into a position of saying that we basically have an argument of extremes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even have to think about it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not Yotze if you didn't do it that way. So who's the Mandiyonah who says, well, you should do it that way, but if you didn't do it that way, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, you'd be Yotze. So I think you're wrong. You just took Rabbi Yehuda out of the hat. You said, I believe that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the Katsila you don't have to. I think you're wrong. This is probably Rabbi Yehuda, huh? And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Katsila you should, and therefore the Mishnah and Truma could have been Rabbi Yehuda too. The Tosfos has another question over here, which is why in the world we would think that in Birkat HaMazon, where it doesn't say Shema, you would have to be Mashmiel Hazraka. Fishleim, you want to tell me when the Rabbanan make a takanah to make a bracha, they pattern it after Kriyat Shema. No, maybe. But to say that where the Torah tells you make a bracha, that they're going to say now, the Torah means to pattern it after Kriyat Shema, where the heck would you get that from? What we should say simply is that where did Rabbi Yossi say that you're not Yotzei Atzilu B'diavad is by Kriyat Shema where the Torah said Shema? But by Birkat HaMazon, maybe the Rabbanan wanted to be Machmir, but certainly they're not going to tell you that you won't be Yotze. That's a real problem. What the Tosfos says, a Chiddush over here, he says that once the Rabbanan would have been mitaken, that the Dinam of Dibur should be patterned on Kriyat Shema, and that we should have to hear what we're saying, Alibder of Yossi, then they would have been koveya that as it were true for Kriyat Shema, as if Birkat HaMazon was like Kriyat Shema. So if for Kriyat Shema you wouldn't be Yotze, they certainly wouldn't set up a Birkat HaMazon where you should, but you'd be Yotze if you weren't. The way to do it is to say, look, every bracha, you're not Yotze if you don't hear what you're saying, including Truma. Except by Truma, it doesn't matter. If you didn't, even if you didn't say a bracha, you'd be Yotze. Fine, but you weren't Mekayim our Birkat HaMazon. You make Birkat HaMazon when you only eat a Keziah, don't you? Okay, so you're not, the fact that you made the Torah's Birkat HaMazon doesn't bother you. From our Birkat HaMazon, our Birkat HaMazon demands that you hear what you say. So there were Koveh, this is part of the Halachot, Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, we want to use this to claim that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din would be that L'chatchila you ought to, because otherwise you're left without, you're feeling sleepy. Anyway.
Why is the assumption that it has to be either Rabbi Yehuda or Yosef and not somebody else?
If you can supply to somebody else, we'll be very happy. Generally speaking, we don't have a anonymous shitas. When we have shitas that are given, we attempt to always to either find the other shita, which we will do shortly, or to learn. I mean, I understand. Gemara asks us all the time, money, lozev, lozev, right? So then we'll say, how money X. This is about as standard as you can get. We don't make up shitas.
Tosis is assuming that there is two levels here. In the Birkas HaMazon, it says, lo yirach adim Birkas HaMazon b'libay. And we jump straight from that to the level of Mashmiya li'aznav.
I think
there's an intermediary level of non-certain.
I think you weren't listening before when we talked about this. Maybe you had walked in late.
Yeah, I think I walked in.
So Rashi points out that b'libo means less than hearing. That's what Belibo means. And then we brought the other Rishonim who say that indeed, once you say you don't need to hear, then there's no nafkamina between complete non-articulation or articulation that you don't hear.
Why is the Lashon Gatka at Korah?
As opposed to?
Some Namara Belibo, if there's any question of going earlier.
For which case you're talking about?
Which is a continuation. This is a continuation of, yes. It bothers me. I'm sorry.
I don't know where you are. Hakore is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.
Let's go back.
Right. So now there, I'm suggesting that you were wrong about claiming that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no lechatchila. Okay? Says the Gemara back now. Okay, let's take what you're saying, all right? Elamai, you're claiming that I'm wrong, that actually Rabbi Yehuda holds that only b'diavad you're yotzei. So b'diavad in b'lechatchila lo, and now everything is hunky-dory. Yeah, everything is hunky-dory, except you don't know something I know. And now I'm going to tell you what I know. How about this? Rabbi Yehuda Bereid, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says that a cheresh amedaber veino shomea torim lechatchila. So what are you claiming, that there's no third shita? There's obviously a third shita, because if you try to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're only going to be yotze b'diavad, so you're going to also have to make up a new shita. Who's the new shita that says that you can be torim even lechatchila? So therefore, who is that? It's lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi, according to you, because he Rabbi Yehuda, your only soul is b'diavad, but not lechatchila. If it's Rabbi Yossi, he holds even b'diavad, you're not yotze. So explain to me what you're talking about. Okay, you know what? Let's go back for a second. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda's personal shita is indeed, as we said, the Mishnah is an extreme. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's even lechatchila. The question of where we find now the shita that is saying that you're going to be yotze only b'diavad, indeed, by Birkat HaMazon, indeed is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda that was quoting his Rebbe. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and this is the third shita, HaKorea Shema Tzarich Shiyashmiya Lozno. Tzarich means you should. It doesn't mean that it's Ma'akev. There's a mitzvah to be Mashmiya Lozno. Shinem HaShema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amale Rabbi Meir, and then Rabbi Meir said to him, I don't understand where you get the idea that you have to say it at all. As far as I know, al levavecha means in your heart. In your heart means it doesn't have to be on the sound waves. So acha kavanat alev ein hadvarim. The whole thing follows the thinking of your heart. Hey, wait a second. So anyway, we've got another shita now. We've got Rabbi Meir. Right? So if we've got Rabbi Meir, so hashdu latita la'achim, I mean, now that you've told us Rabbi Meir, you didn't tell us that before. Then you could say, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe, and he quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he agrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that lechatchila you do have to have kavanah, and where it says you don't have to have kavanah, even lechatchila, when it comes to the bracha on taking off truma, that was going to Rabbi Meir, and everything is fine. The lokasha of Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we have three shitot. There's a mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev, and that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We're saying is now we hold it's Rabbi Yehuda as well. There's it's not even a mitzvah, and that's Rabbi Meir. And then there's it's a definition. It's not a mitzvah. It's a definition of what Shema means, and that's Rabbi Yossi. So we have now three approaches to the concept of articulation. Within those three approaches, we also have to determine what we mean by lo hishmiya, whether we include thinking or not. Richie, dear. Just think of that slope. It's throwing you right up in the air.
Isn't it clear that Meir is talking about thinking only?
It certainly seems to be, yeah. That's part of what we need to take into consideration. Saying halavavecha, that was din kavona, which is purely kavanat halev. It's not hatam. Okay, how about when it comes to the Mishnah Megillah? Hakol sherim lekrot et hamegillah, chutz mecheresh shoteh v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir v'katan. Let's forget about Rabbi Yehuda, pretend you never heard about him for a moment. Okay? Because obviously that's going to confuse us. We're trying to say the ratios of Rabbi Yehuda. And I'd like to understand what the problem is over here, that the you're telling me the cheresh is not yotzei, even b'diavad, correct? So who is the man di Omar who says that cheresh the avad nami lo yatsa? We're talking about, by definition, Gris Megillah's drabanan. We're comparing the cheresh to a shota, and we're saying you're not yotze at all. Why would that be? Omer of Matz is going according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says Hakorei Atshma v'lo Yishmia Lozno Yatsa Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yatsa. So therefore, our Mishnah here is basically the Mishnah there.
So is there a difference between a mitzvah that should be a Shomer Megillah, that the mitzvah should be a Shmiya instead of a Kriya? Did you have to hear it? If you were Kura, then it would go back to being able to do it inside of Megillah? Is there a possibility that the mitzvah in this case is not on Kriyat Megillah but on Shmiat Megillah?
You still need somebody to do the Kriyat in order to be Shmiat Megillah, don't you?
But he doesn't have to be Yotzeh. We're talking about the person being Yotzeh.
What you're trying to ask and not articulating properly is, I believe, correct me if I'm reading your thoughts wrong, the question as to why necessarily the one who's reading the Megillah would have to be Yotzeh the Megillah,
yes,
since he could have been Yotzeh before, let's say, and he could still read the Megillah for somebody else. That's a good question that's discussed among the Achronim on this sugya. And basically, the chiddush that arises from the sugya is that the concept of someone who is Yotzeh means someone who can be Yotzeh, not somebody who's chayev to be Yotzeh. Let's assume that this chiddush is chayev to be Yotzeh. That's not enough to be motzi someone else yidei chovato. He needs to be able to be Yotzeh, theoretically, to be Yotzeh. Since he cannot be Yotzeh because he cannot hear, right? So therefore, he can't be motzi another one either, which is a big chiddush. Like this, you would say, okay, but you know, as long as you're chayev here, you're an honest. You can't hear the Megillah. Doesn't mean you're potter.
What does he do?
Nothing. So he's an honest. He won't be able to be yotzei. Assuming that kriya means to hear, and it's not just moving your lips or thinking about a thing, so how can you be yotzei? It won't help if you hold a Rav Yossi. Because you have to be able to hear in order to be able to read the Megillah. Reading means to hear.
Could we go back to the Shema and the question that it is possible to believe both? And so therefore...
Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to hear. We're talking about a... I don't know what you're bothered by. This is a mitzvah the Rabbanon of Shmia. So why would the mitzvah the Rabbanon be different than the mitzvah of the Araisa? They patterned it on the Araisa. Assuming you hold the Rabbi Yossi, then you wouldn't be Yotzei the Megillah. If you're not Yotzei the Megillah, you can't be Motzi someone else the Megillah. But Kriya means to hear, according to Rav Yossi. By definition, the word Kriya, just like by Kriyat Shema, it means to hear. But we said that the Rabbanan pattern all of their dinim on the Giloy Akra of Shema. But in the way the Torah told you to read Kriyat Shema is the way we will tell you to read the Megillah. Not only that, even when it comes to brachos, remember, we saw the Gemara before, Tosfos explains the only way to understand the Gemara is by making the assumption that we pattern even brachot on Shema, even though over there there's not a chiyav of kriya. But certainly when there's a chov of kriya, that's the of kriyat ha-megillah, is an extension of the dinim of kriya, kriyat Shema, kriyat ha-megillah. Yeah. Yeah, good point. So, let's say once again, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're not Yotzei. Ask the Gemara, why do you say that? Mimaida Rabbi Yossi, what makes you say that it's going according to Rabbi Yossi? And Diavad Nani, though, maybe the meaning of Akok Sharim Likrot Ta Megillah is not the way you're understanding it. Maybe it means Dilma Rabbi Yodi, Velachatilo Udalo. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, we were already willing to say the Rabbi Yehuda holds, before we were willing to say it, let's try this again. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you should be able to hear, therefore Harris should not read the Megillah, because he can't hear what he's saying, but perhaps if he did, he would be Yotzei. How can you say that? It says of your Harris, Shotevikatan. So, I mean, if it's comparing the parish to a shota, the shota is certainly not Yotzei at all. So then the shota is not Yotzei. I said, l'chatzila, you shouldn't. You tell me parish, do me the shota v'katan. Ma shota v'katan di'avad namilo. Af parish di'avad namilo. How do you know that? Maybe the point over here is hakadiyita. Maybe hakok sherim l'krot v'amigila chutz. Chutz from these three, some of whom are not kosher and you won't even be Yotzei. Some of them are not kosher, but you'd be Yotzei if they did it. How do you know that necessarily they're all the same?
And some are Yotzei b'chachila, right?
No, a kok sheirim.
Well, he's machshav b'kai.
I expect to forget that you ever heard that. Okay. Says the Gemara, I understand. How could you say that? You're saying that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda argues on himself. So Rabbi Yehuda now has a split personality. First he says no, then he says yes. How do you think that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, for heaven's sakes? I mean, it's only safe for Rabbi Yehuda, machshir b'katan. I mean, that makes it pretty clear that the Reisha can't be Rabbi Yehuda, so who is it? It's Rabbi Yossi. Not necessarily. Maybe the whole Mish is actually Rabbi Yehuda, okay? And you have to take into consideration that, remember, we're talking about a Rabbanan here. Is a katan chayev in chinuch, mid Rabbanan? So you could have a katan with a chiyav derabanan to be motzi a chiyav derabanan. You have a chiyav derabanan. I mean, after all, there's a chiyav later. We'll see later on in a case where a katan can be mevorek berkatam azon because he's chayav in chinuch, and his father ate only a kizayit, less than a shiratz v'chayav in diorayta in berkatam azon. So the katan can be motzi the father is chiyav. So if that's the case, we need to be mechaleg between a katan shehigia lechinuch and a katan shelo higia lechinuch. And maybe that's the point. In other words, chutz mecheresh shotev katan, that over there in Ochinami, Rabbi Yehuda first says cheresh shotev katan, meaning some bidyavad, some lechatchila, as we said. But, and put in these words, babed varim amurim bekatan shelo higia lechinuch. When would I say that the katan is not motzi? That's if he was too young to himself be involved in the element of chinuch of a katan. She gia lechinuch, afila lechatchila kasher, vive Rabbi Yehuda, sher Rabbi Yehuda, machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda would certainly be machshir b'katan, and then everything works out fine, and then we can have this mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who also holds that there's an inyan to be yotzei lechatchila, by hearing what you're saying, but the case of the cheresh would be that b'diavad, you would be yotzei, the shoteh, you'd be even b'diavad, you would not be yotzei, and everything would still work out, and our mishnah would be understood as, according to Rabbi Yehuda, lechatchila, you should read Kriyat Shema aloud, but b'diavad, you'd be yotzei if you didn't read it aloud, and the mishnah about Megillah is really not much of a problem. Tosis asks why the Rabbanan would argue if we're talking about a katan shehigia lechinuch. Sir Richard, there's a damsel in distress. This beautiful, beautiful Gemara is in distress, looking for a knight in shining armor, preferably with the name of Sir Richard, to come to her rescue. Now, the only tools you have to rescue this damsel in distress are the tools of mind. Will you do it, Sir Richard? Come forward. Chivalry is not dead.
Merely sleeping.
Okay, so Tosis asks, don't Rabbanan agree that the child can be Yotze his father for Birkat HaMazon? That wasn't a machlokus between them. It has nothing to do with the machlokus with Yehuda. That's a general thing. Whoever's chayiv in something to Rabbanan can be motzi someone else's chayiv to Rabbanan. Is Megillah the Rabbanan by definition? Fine, so what's the problem? So a katan is chayiv in the Rabbanan can be motzi someone who's chayiv to Rabbanan, right? So then how could we explain that according to Rabbanan there should also be Machshir b'katan, and you're claiming only according to Sherib Yehuda Machshir b'katan? How does that work? Tosis says a beautiful chiddush, and his chiddush is that the relationship of the katan to Rabbanan, of a chiyav to Rabbanan, is the equivalent of the diaraisa katan to the katan to the chiyav diaraisa. In other words, the reason that there is by Birkat HaMazon an ability to be yotzei is because over there you have both are on the same chiyav. Right? In other words, there's no difference between the father of the who's chayav on less than a shear and the katan, if the katan ate a shear. That's Tosfos's chiddush. How about a kohen who ate less than the shear? You have two drabonans, meaning the rabbanon also, when they made their takana, they said, okay, there's a din of a kohen drabonan, just like there's a din of a kohen diraisa. So if the kohen would have been chayav diraisa had he been a gadol, then that makes him the equivalent vis-a-vis the rabbanon of two people who have the same level of chiyav. He ate a shear svia, the father ate only a kezayit. But when it comes to the takon of Megillah, both the father and the child have the same chiyav derabbanan on Megillah. One is an adult, and one is a katan shigiyah lechinuch. They're never going to make equivalent the higiyah lechinuch to somebody who has the full chiyav of the derabbanan. So therefore, you can't ask that only with the derabbanan, you see. So the bidavka Rabbi Yehuda would hold this. Okay. So now getting back to our sugya. Again, we're trying to say now that the Mishnah Megillah was perfectly understandable. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. He only meant to say lechatchila, it's better not. I, why did it put it with Shoteh? It's listing everybody that shouldn't read. Some of them shouldn't read, and if they do, it's good, and some shouldn't read, and if they do, it's not good. Okay, but that comes out forcing the Rabbi Yehuda to hold the lechatchila, you do have to be mashmiel ha'ozer. Okay, yes, the Gemara, the same, we're now going to go through the same thing we went through in Amud Aleph. So b'malkim, how are you trying to make this work out according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you're claiming that according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'di avad, and only b'di avad, is it okay? But lechatchila not. How are you going to explain ha'detani Rabbi Yehuda b'reder Shimon ben Pazi, cheresh ha'medaber ve'ino shomea, torim lechatchila? Who would hold that you could be torim even lechatchila? Who would hold that? Neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi, according to you. Because Rabbi Yehuda only holds it at b'di avad, it's okay, you said. If it's lechatchila, then it shouldn't be Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, even b'di avad, you wouldn't be Yossi. So therefore, I think that there's no possibility, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I think that there's no possibility of explaining that Rabbi Yehuda holds lechatchila. You do need to be able to hear what you're saying. Oh yeah? So what do you think? Let me tell you what you think. You're claiming now that Rabbi Yehuda holds even lechatchila, you don't have to? How do you explain the Birkat HaMazon din then? What about Hadetanya, Lo Yivarech, the same sugya we had in Amud Aleph in the inverse, right? In Amud Aleph we suggested that maybe it's good lechatchila, and we ended up asking from the case of Torim lechatchila, from the Birkat HaMazon, and then threw it out because of the Torim lechatchila. Here, we thought it's b'di avad, we asked first the term lechatchila, throw it out because of the Birkat HaMazon. But it's basically the same sugya. So who then do you understand as the author of Lo Yivarech Adam Birkat HaMazon b'libo, v'im birach yatsa, since according to you, it's neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. In Rabbi Yehuda, I thought Rabbi Yehuda holds even lechatchila. If it's Rabbi Yossi, I thought you said, he said even b'di avad, not. So how are you going to explain it? Okay. So I guess we explain it like this. Maybe he holds even lechatchila, as you were suggesting, and there's another shita, lokasha, hadidei, hadirabe. We know that there's another shita because Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hakorei et shmat, sorek, sheyashmi elazno, which I understand means lechatchila. I maintain, therefore, that the Mishnah Megillah is following this shita, and as far as the Birkat HaMazon is concerned, and that explains the Birkat HaMazon, and as far as the Truva and the Lechatchila is concerned, that indeed is Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Meir Omer, Arei Omer, Hashem Ovid Yitzhav Chayom, Al Levavecha, Achak Kavanat Alei Benin Advarim, Ashtulat Tita Lahachi, now that she brought us Rabbi Meir, we don't have to have two shitas of Rabbi Yehuda, one Lechatchila, and one following his Rebbe who holds that it's only Bidi Abad. Actually, we could say that Rebbe Yehuda agrees with his Rebbe, and our Rebbe Yehuda, our Rebbe Meir. So where it says Lechatchila, he can be Tarim, is going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir. Where it says Bidi Abad, even when it comes to the Megillah, that could be Rebbe Yehuda. And where it says Bidi Abad, you're not Yotzei, that would be going according to Yossi. Omer of Chista, Omer of Shila, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'omar Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, which is strange. We just got finished saying that Rabbi Yehuda could agree, and sure enough, he's saying Rabbi Yehuda apparently does agree, because he passes like both. He says the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as Rabbi Yehuda quotes it. And the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But I mean, if that's what he's saying, why did he have to say both of those? Just say, I love your dear. That's clear why. Mitzricha, he needed to say it both ways. Let's say he would have said Alokix Rabbi Yehuda. He would have sat there arguing and tried to say that a libet Rabbi Yehuda, even a chatchila. It's okay, right? You would say Avani Afilu a chatchila. But we just came out that a libet Rabbi Yehuda, the din is that a chatchila, you do have to say what you're saying. Therefore, Kamash, and that's why he said Alokix Rabbi Yehuda, Shaman Mishab Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shema Mitzvah Lashmiel Le'Ozna. So it's Tzorech Lashmiel Le'Ozna. On the other hand, suppose it would have said Alok Rav Yudah Shabbat Shema Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which means that since it says Shema Tzorech Lashmiel Le'Ozna, I could have misunderstood that and said the word Tzorech means you got to, and if you don't, then Ein Lo Takana, you're not going to be Yotzei at all. Kamash Rana Alok Rav Yudah to clarify that, because obviously Rav Yudah says you Yotzei by Kriyat Shema, if you read Kriyat Shema without saying the words, and therefore you would be Yotzei. Rav Yosef says, Om Rav Yosef, Machloket b'Kriyat Shema, Avo b'Shar Mitzvot Divrei HaKol Lo Yatza. Actually, other things like Brachot, everybody would agree you're not Yosef. Dichtiv Haskeit Ushma Yisrael. Haskeit means pay close attention and listen. That means after here.
And how do we know that's every Bishar Mitzvah?
What else is it referring to? It's a general pasuk. It's not talking about Kriyat Shema over there, right? May say. May say. Lo yivarech adam birkat hamazon belibo v'im b'irach yatzah. So how can you say that haskeit is a chiyuv? That you have to hear, if it says Beferish in the Mishnah, that your Yotzei Birkat HaMazon, according to Rabbi Yosef, Haskeit Ushma Yisrael would say that Birkat HaMazon is you're not Yotzei. That's true, it must be a mistake. Elihit Ma'afi, actually what Rabbi Yosef said was exact opposite. Ma'afloket bit Kriyat Shema, only because it says Shema Yisrael. Avo Bishar Mitzvot Divrei HaKol Yatza. Everybody's motive certainly would be Yotzei. With the other mitzvahs, we wouldn't have been mitakein to be like Kriyat Shema, even Aliva the Rabbi Yosi. Ah, yes, Tosus, I thought we said before that we were making the assumption that if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, then we would learn out from Kriyat Shema to all of the other cases. Says Tosus, it must be Rabbi Yosi who argues on the whole circuit before, because otherwise the question is moot. We were saying that according to Rabbi Yosi, it can't be Rabbi Yosi, because according to Rabbi Yosi, you won't be Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, even according to Rabbi Yosi, it would be Yosef. So apparently he's chaylik on the sugi up until now. Omer of Tavi, Omer of Yoshi, Alokha Kedivra Shnehem, Lehakel. Both are made, both. I, Vaksiv, Haskeitu Shema Yisrael. What do you do with the Pasuk, Haskeitu Shema Yisrael, Aliba, the second approach of Rabbi Yosi? Ahu B'divrei Torah Kediv. That was Haskeitu Shema Yisrael, wasn't talking about making brachot. Haskeit Ushma means work your head off when you come to Daf Yomi. Don't sit and rest and sleep and relax. Rather, kititut atzvachem, crush yourselves. Force yourself.
Man the rudder.
Omer Tavi Omer Yosha, Halacha Kedivrei Shnehem Lahakel. You know the Rabbi Yosi is machmir when it comes to the Rabbi Yehuda's maker when it comes to not hearing what you're saying, but Rabbi Yosi is maker by reading without care for proper enunciation. We possibly like both of those lakula that you would be Yotzei if you don't hear what you're saying and if you don't enunciate properly. The Omer of Tavi, Omer of Yosha. Another thing, once we're on the topic of Rabbi Tavi quoting Rabbi Yosha, my dichtiv, what did Shlomo HaMelech refer to when he spoke about Shalosh Heina Lo Tizba'ana? Three things will never be satisfied. Sheol V'otzerocha, and so on. What in the world is the relationship of the grave to the womb? Ma'inyan Sheol Etzorechem. Elo Marlecha, clearly the Pasuk is being meramis to you. A womb is something that you impregnate and expect to get something out of it. So your machnis
Umotzi, you put something in, you get something out. The grave is the same way. You put something into the grave, you get something out. Malot dvorim kalvachomer. As a matter of fact, it's a kalvachomer. Usually, when you put something into a womb, you do it privately. Malot dvorim kalvachomer. Umar rechem shemachnisin bo bechashai. So you impregnate the womb in private, but when you take out from the womb, you make a big fuss over it. Motzi mimenu bekolei kolot. Everybody's talking about mazel tov, and so on. So in the grave, where you make such a big fuss putting it in, imagine the fuss when you take it out. So the b'shemachnisim bo bekolei kolot. Ein adin shemotzi mimenu bekolei kolot. So for sure, you're not putting in not to get something out of it. Whoever heard of planting without getting any results? Therefore, we come to Shuvah, l'omrim ein tchiyat ha-metim b'Torah. It's obvious, if you read this passage, any idiot can see that there's a mitzvah, that there's a union of tchiyat ha-metim.
It's from the Tzaradav, it's from
Mishlech. Tony Ravosha kamei the Rav. Uchtav tam. Now, when the Torah says uchtav tam, is that self-referential? Are you supposed to write the word uchtav tam, or are you supposed to write what it says to write? So that essentially, and you shall write these words, and you shall write these words, and you shall write these words, and you shall write these words.
These words.
These words.
Write
them. Right? No, the point is write.
Right.
No, that's wrong. For the point.
He's on first.
So the question is, do you refer to yourself, or do you write everything that the writing is referring to? But you certainly don't write the fact that you should write. That doesn't make any sense. Since it says uchtav tam, we understand kitiva tama, complete writing. So that means hakol bichtav, everything has to be tam, afilu tzavaot, even the mitzvah to write, the word itself to write, write the word to write. Omar lay, so Rabbi said to him, you know, all of this is just sophistry as far as I'm concerned. Who's the one that needed this? This is Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi, I mean, it's got to be, why are we worried about this? Because Rabbi Yehuda says by Sotah that over there it also says, write this Megillah, right, and put it into the water and let her drink it. Do you write the words, write this Megillah, in writing this Megillah? Or do you just write what it was that I told you to write about? Now over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, you do not write the word write. You only write what it is you're supposed to write about. So, alot kotev tzavaot eino kotev. You don't write the mitzvah to write what it is that the Kohen curses her about. So therefore, you need over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a posik to tell you uchtav tam, right? So hatam udifti v'katav etalota ela. That's a dafka, because over there it says write the alot, but over here it says uchtav tam to have ktivat tama afilu atzavaot. That's what you're thinking. Well, you're wrong. I'll tell you why you're wrong. Oto time to review the mishum difti v'katav. What do you think? That it's only because the word ketiva and not ketav tam, which is not ketiva tama, means by definition, you believe, don't write the word to write, because that's self-referential. No, that's not true. The reason that Rabbi Yehuda says not to write the tzavaot by sota is not because it says v'ketav and not ketav tam. Time and Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiv alot ha'ele. It says ha'ela, the following, meaning not the words that I just said for you to write. So don't write the fact that I'm telling you to write. Write the following words about the alot. So the Torah is being mamayit the tzavaot. Alot in tzavaot lo. Probably the correct girsa was ha'ela, as Rashi understands the entire deer to be from the word ha'ela. So therefore, there, I don't need katav ktav tam. So why do you think, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need ktav tam to darshan afilu tzavaot? Why not? Even the word katav would mean afilu tzavaot. You don't need ktav tam for that. No, not true, because sav tak mina nev ktiva ktiva mi'alta. I might think, look, we've got two places where the Torah insists
write something and use the thing that I tell you to write. One is by Megillat Sota, and the other one is for the tefillin or for the mezuzah. Both should be the same. If it tells me by the Sota that I'm not asking you to write something that's self-referential, so then I would assume that the other place where I say to write, I also mean don't write something that's self-referential. Unless you go out of your way to say an extra word to tell me that that's not the case. So if you tell me uchtav tam, now I know not to learn one ktivah from the other ktivah. So it still works out. Don't make fun of me. Ma hatam alot in tzavaot lo. Akokanami tzavaot lo. I would have thought if it didn't say uchtav tam, that it's the same thing. Therefore the Torah goes out of its way to tell me even the words right is included. Tani Rabba Vage Kameda Rabba. Why does it say Limat Tam? Again, the same word. Tam. Your limuch, yehi limutcha tam. The things that you are saying should be properly enunciated. Shiiten Rebach Ben Adekim. Make sure that when a word ends with a letter with which the next word begins, that there's a gap so that the two letters can be heard. And Rabba overheard him saying this. Only Rava Batre, and Rava kept talking and said, yeah, like Alav Avecha, everybody says, Alav Avecha, Alav Avchem. There's only one Lama there, right? Bechol Avecha, Bechol Avchem, Esav Besatcha, Babatem Meira, Aknaf Tzil. All of those things have to be separated. Etchem Mieretz. Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema, Umidakdek Beotiyoteha, if you read Kriyat Shema carefully, they'll send you an air conditioner to hell.
Right.
I mean, look, we can't get you out, but at least you can have an air conditioner. Shenema, since it says in the pasuk, "Bifares Shaddai Melachim, Bat Tashleg B'Tzalmon," that means, "I'll decree Bifares." Read that Bifares. If you are Bifares, say carefully. Shaddai Melachim, the Malchut of God, then Tashleg, it will snow in, don't say Tzalmon, darkness, but Tzalmavet in hell. So when you say, like a snowball in hell, that's it. It can actually happen. Okay.